الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيب آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم، لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم، أئن ذكرتم، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال عز وجل: فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو، عليه هو رب العرش العظيم. وقال أيضا: قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا، وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري. الحمد لله، ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman. That Iman that teaches us that Allah Azza wa Jal alone is the sole being who is in control of every single matter in this universe. Every atom is fully within Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, within His total power, and totally at the disposal of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody can compel Allah Azza wa Jal into any decision in any matter whatsoever. Allah Azza wa Jal is that being. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not a single leaf falls off a tree. Now be that leaf in the darkest of jungles, at a mountain top, in the depths of the ocean. Not a single leaf falls, but Allah Ta'ala has it fully within His knowledge. When was it in existence? What was its lifespan? How many times did it sway and shake? What will become of it after it falls and disintegrates? وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And not a single minute little seed in the darknesses of the earth. All of these, إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Fully, completely within the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing dry, nothing moist, except in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, recorded in a great illuminating book, the Lawh-e Mahfuz, where records of everything has been stored. So that is that one Allah Azza wa Jalla, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, that we believe in. Allah furthermore has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has come as rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy unto all the realms, kingdoms, every form of existence. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent by Allah Ta'ala to these various realms, kingdoms, as a rahmah, as mercy personified. For the one who takes on and believes and loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lives the Mubarak life and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of life, in the form of this complete and perfect deen of Islam that has come to eradicate all forms of false beliefs and practices that may have preceded it, wherever Islam may have reached. One such example, the month that we're presently experiencing, the month of Safar, the Arabs considered this month a bad omen. Therefore, they would refrain from important matters in this month of Safar. They would not hold weddings. They would not go on important journeys. They would put all of that off, thinking it to be a bad omen, thinking it to be bad luck, and that it would be free from any kind of goodness. Whereas we know that everything is only in the control of Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing that can cause bad luck and bad omens on its own. What Allah decrees comes to being. Whatever good Allah Ta'ala destines for a person, the entire humanity, the entire creation of Allah can get together and cause harm to that person. Only that harm will come which Allah has decreed. The entire humanity, with all the means available, try and cause benefit to a person, then no benefit will come to that person except as ordained, and exactly what has been ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal. So constantly have this yaqeen, this conviction, that Allah Azza wa Jal, the supreme being, the creator, the nourisher of everything in existence, alone is the controller, and only His decision comes to pass. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to eradicate this false practice of considering the month of Safar as a month of bad luck, together with other practices that were prevalent. The hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this hadith four things are mentioned: La adwa, wala tiyarata, wala hamata, wala safara. Number one, that there is no concept of a disease being contagious on its own strength and its own being, and that it spreads of its own accord. It only happens with the complete will and decision and permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. A Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that a camel that may have a skin-related disease, when it is placed amongst my mu'il, and suddenly all of them or a number of them have the sickness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَنْ أَجْرَبَ الْأَوَّلِ. Tell me, who is it who has given the sickness to the first of them? So everything only with the qudra of Allah ta'ala. We adopt means within the confines of Sharia, but the deed, yaqeen, dependency and trust is only on Allah Azza wa Jal. So no disease spreads on its own accord, on its own strength. It happens only if and when Allah Azza wa Jal wishes it to be so. Number two, wala tiyarata, that there is no concept of deriving a bad omen or a bad luck by any means whatsoever. This word tiyara emanates from the word tayr. In Arabic it means a bird. So what the Arabs would do, if they wanted to take a decision, they would take a bird and cause it to fly off. If it flew onto the right hand side, they said, fine, good luck, get married, go on this journey. It is a positive sign. And if that bird flew towards the left, they said, no chance, bad luck, and depended on that totally. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is no taking of bad omens by various signs. So be it a black cat, or be it in any form in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, everything in the creation are the agents of Allah Ta'ala, completely within the control of Allah Azza wa Jal. So similarly, lucky charms or bad luck charms, there is no concept such as a thing in our deen. Everything is completely in the control of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَا هَامَّةَ, there is no concept of ghosts, of the spirits of the dead coming to haunt and cause people harm. Yes, they are the creations of Allah. They are malaika, they are the jinn. We know that there is reality, the effects of jadu, of black magic, of sorcery, the effects of the evil eye. These are established from our deen authentically. But all of this happens only with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And very, very important, that in seeking a cure for one who may be afflicted with any of these, firstly, they are great means of protection. Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas was revealed exactly for the reason when black magic practice by a Yahud Munafiq, Labid ibn al-A'asam, blowing into the knots, 11 knots, and the comb, the teeth of a comb used by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with some of the Mubarak hairs, it took some effect that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt the effects of severe tiredness, but nothing of deen and wahi was affected, that is divinely protected. And in a dream, and thereafter the revelation of these verses, Allah Ta'ala sent it as a means of cure, that as one verse, 11 verses of these two surahs were read, one of those knots opened up. So a great means of protection. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who reads قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ فَلَقَ النَّاسِ thrice in the morning and thrice in the evening, each of them, then no harm will befall a person. They suffice as a great, great means of protection. And similarly, if somebody may have effects, these are great means of cure and shifa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited, shaitan runs and flees from such a home. آمن الرسول, last two rukus of Surah Baqarah that is read every night, severe practices of black magic will not afflict that person in the least manner. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us these great potent forms of protection. So Surah Al-Falaq and Nas, thrice morning, thrice evening. After the other salahs, Dhuhr, Asr and Isha, at least once at night before sleeping, to sit on the bed, raise the hands, recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ فَلَقَ النَّاسِ, blow into the hands, rub it over the entire body. Subhanallah, amazing protection Allah Ta'ala has kept in these. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says, there is no concept of the ghosts and the spirits of dead people that come and haunt. And lastly, وَلَا safar, it should not be that the month of Safar is considered a bad omen. And to break this practice, many noble, desirable things were kept in this month of Safar to show that in no way is it a... Similarly, the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adds a few more. Hazrat Qabisa ibn al-Mukhariq radiallahu anhu says, at one occasion Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, al-'ayafatu wat-tiyaratu wat-tarqu min al-jibt. A practice of trying to divine matters of the future, matters of the unseen, that this is from the practices of shirk, it is filth embedded in shirk, just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam similarly says, and severely warned against trying to derive matters of the future, of the unseen, by going to fortune tellers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who goes to one who may be able to claims that they can project matters of the future, whether it is fortune telling, sometimes by drawing lines in the sand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person's salah will not be accepted for a period of 40 days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, because of the practice being so dominant in Arabia, that what is the matter about going to fortune tellers? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, absolutely nothing, no basis whatsoever. In fact, if a person thinks any of these to be effective on their own right, can lead a person out of Islam. Similarly, the effects of jadu, black magic, jinn, one can only, for its ilaj and cure, go to a Muslim practitioner who is adherent to the Shariat. Going to a non-Muslim practitioner in any way whatsoever, because they seek the assistance of filthy shayateen, that of iman, it is tantamount to shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us be very, very wary in these matters. A person in difficulty sometimes may become desperate, but the desperation should not lead a person to adopting steps. A person may be Muslim, claims to be a practitioner, but total contravention of Sharia. There is no salah, there is no contact with the masjid, there is no concept whatsoever of salah. Maybe being in seclusion with a female in treatment, these are clear signs that that is absolutely no base on haqq. Even though a person may display what seems to be somewhat miraculous, this is the help of shayateen that is happening there. Even when Dajjal will come as a great deception, those who will believe in him and follow him will apparently seem to enjoy prosperity, favorable rains, but these are a mere deception. It is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal alone is in control of all matters. Wat-tarq. Tarq would be prompting a bird to fly in a certain direction, as mentioned already. All of these actions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, are from the filth assimilated to shirk. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whomsoever tries to derive matters of the future by the use of stars, that is a form of sihr, a form of black magic, that stars on their own have no effect. So reading a horoscope or star signs has no basis in Shariat, can easily take a person towards shirk, considering those to be effective in their own nature, and it is something severely, severely prohibited by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So going to a fortune teller or deriving matters of the future in any way whatsoever, a soothsayer, a fortune teller, or by star signs or the horoscope, this is something that has absolutely no basis, in fact, absolutely detrimental to a person's iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, spoke favorably about taking a good omen. So a person, for example, may be ill. The person who visits, name may be Shifa. So you say, this is, inshallah, help from Allah Azza wa Jal. A person may be in some predicament or difficulty, comes across the name of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives Al-Hafidh. So inshallah, it is hoped that Allah Ta'ala's special hifadha and protection can be gained. These are very, very important matters of our deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, so what if a person may be so overcome with superstitions, taking bad omens, what is the cure for it? Beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanati illa ant. Oh Allah, nobody can bring any form of goodness in any form except you, ya Allah. وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. And nobody whatsoever can repel and remove any difficulties, problematic situations, oh Allah, except you alone. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِكَ. There is no strength to do good, no power to stay away from evil, oh Allah, except solely help, oh Allah, Azza wa Jal. When these thoughts come, great form of cure for spiritual diseases and maladies, to abundantly recite La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Sometimes a person has his apprehensions, these fears. Such a beautiful teaching of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the one who says in the morning 7 times, Hasbi Allah, La Ilaha Illa Hu, Alayhi Tawakkaltu Wa Huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim, Kafahu Allahumma Ahamma. Jamaatul Muslimin, what a beautiful teaching. Allah Himself takes care and suffices for all of that person's worries, concerns, anxieties, apprehensions. And whomsoever reads these words 7 times at night, Hasbi Allah, La ilaha illa hu, Alayhi tawakkaltu, Wa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim. That same guarantee from Allah of seeing to all of that person's worries, anxieties and concerns through that entire night. Dunya is a place of imtihan, prosperity, we make shukr. Difficulties, illness, adverse circumstances will come, but it is only to the extent of life in this dunya should not propel a person to break the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And for that sabr on that difficulty, that pain, whatever it may be, immense rewards awaits a person. When Egypt was conquered, the great conqueror of Egypt, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, after whom the big masjid in Cairo has been named, once he had conquered, the local population came to him knowing that they were dependent on the flow of the Nile River and its inundations. They said, we have a practice that is coming from before. We would like to continue that so that we have the water flowing in the River Nile. He asked, what is that practice? They said, on the 12th of every lunar month, we find one of the prettiest young girls in this region. We barter her off, we pay a handsome monetary sum to her parents to give her over. We adorn her as a bride with the most beautiful clothing, most expensive jewelry. And then we throw her into the River Nile, that is our sacrifice to the Nile. And then it will start to flow immediately thereafter. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, great sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that this is dhulam, this is oppression. There is no place for this in Islam. The date came, it went by, no rain, not a little, not a lot. People there thought that come, let us migrate away from this area, this region. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an wrote a letter to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an mentioning the situation. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an wrote a letter back to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-As radiallahu an, and in it a small piece of paper. He says, when my letter reaches you, then throw this into the River Nile. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu picks up the paper and he says, this is from Amirul Mu'mineen, the servant of Allah Umar ibn al-Khattab, to the River Nile. He says, O River Nile, if you flow of your own accord, then we have no need for you whatsoever. Don't flow, not a problem. But if you flow with the power and the might of that Allah who is one, who is the compeller of everything according to His will and desire, then with the will of Allah, we command you to flow. It was thrown in the evening. When they awoke the next morning, a Saturday morning, almost 7 meters rise in the water level of the Nile. This is the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq, inshallah, to take to heed what has been said. The advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is no concept of bad luck in the month of Safar, or deriving bad luck or bad omens by various agencies of Allah Azza wa Jal in His creation, or going to fortune tellers, or deriving the future by means of fortune telling or star signs, etc. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's a reminder, inshallah, we are very fortunate this continuous opportunity we have. One great means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is to spend, to part with that wealth that naturally a person likes for the love and the pleasure of Allah. And what an honor to give it to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Let us contribute generously. And inshallah, next week, Thursday night, we have a very fortunate, very important program. The Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala Institute, under the auspices of Mufti Ibrahim Salih Jisab, will be conducting a program hosted or to be rendered by Mawlana Ahmad Parak from Spingo Beach, KZN, inshallah, next week, Thursday night, after the Isha. A very, very important topic. A great personality in Islam. The Ummah yearns for such a personality. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahimahullah, the great conqueror, al-Masjid al-Aqsa, after almost 9 decades of being in crusader hands. So various aspects of the life of this great son of Islam, Sayyidina Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahimahullah, will take place next week, Thursday night, after Isha, inshallah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على النعم كلها خاصة نعمة الإيمان وكمال الإسلام واليقين بأن الله عز وجل هو القادر المقتدر على كل شيء وهو الرب وهو الإله الواحد لا إله إلا هو فقد حثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على عدم التيقن بغير الله عز وجل وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري الله عز وجل قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وقال عز وجل فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن جميع الصحابة وأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. أجر أعداءك أعداء الدين إذا لم تقدر لهم الهداية. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين، وفرج عن كرب المسلمين خاصة في باكستان وفي السودان وفي فلسطين وفي الشام وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Straighten the swelling gas between shoulders, ensure that the heels are in a straight line. And stand with no gaps between the shoulders. One of the means of unity in the Ummah is to stand as close as possible, leaving no gaps between the shoulders, and ensure that the heels are in a straight line. اعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فانسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.